This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, guys. GGS on KMOX. Happy Thursday. Housekeeping stuff. So tomorrow is a Cardinals game, so you'll be able to hear the broadcast at noon, which means we'll go on 3-ish, and I'm taking off because Phoebe is home from KU, and she's on spring break, and I want to spend the day with her, so the guys have graciously allowed me to leave tomorrow, so I'll be back on Monday. And when I'm back on Monday, we will be on 104.1 FM, which is going to sound so much better than 1120. I mean, so much better.
Yeah, crank the bass.
Yeah, crank it up, man. It's going to sound so good. Cardinals baseball is going to sound so good. So that is Monday. I'll be on Fox News in the morning with Pertzborn about 7:50 a.m. And then Steve Harris from Channel 4 is going to do his live hit at 4 p.m. here. So Monday's a big deal for us. You can celebrate with us. If you are watching on the stream... where is she? There she is.
Right in the big picture.
Yeah.
You may remember Adriana from the Christmas show that we did, the Operation Food Search in December, and she and her brother Leo, who is, he's sitting next to her, he's smoking. You can't see it, but he's enjoying himself a cigar. Adriana and Leo made those great keychains that we were selling and giving to people, and they raised like $800-900 for Operation Food Search, so we became good friends, and Adriana played Halfwits with us, and she's on spring break, and so she asked if she could come in, and I said, well, as long as it's okay with your mom, and she said, I don't want mom to know about this, so she drove, she and Leo, down here in her own car. That's impressive. And you've been drinking a little. None of that's true?
No.
None of that's accurate?
None of it.
You know who told me that? Leo.
No, he didn't. I do drive a golf cart around my neighborhood, though.
Damn, girl. I don't even have a golf cart. Look at you with golf carts. So you're wearing two DGS hats, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And last night you had three.
Yeah.
You need to branch out a little bit. Maybe check out the Riz show or something and get a hat from him. What's new with you? Spring break, right?
Mm-hmm. I also got my ears pierced.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And ask if it hurt, and she's like, hell yeah, it hurt. Put a needle in my ear, idiot. Did you just do one, or did you do both?
Both.
Yeah. Did you think twice about the second one? Like, maybe one's okay?
No.
You're tough.
Yeah, once you do one, you got to do both, right?
Yeah. And you went to, like, a tattoo shop to have it done, because yeah. They're the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy that place, right? Like, according to my mom.
Yeah, what does she know?
See, I had mine done originally at Claire's at the mall with a bunch of little girls, and I was probably the biggest sissy there. Like, I didn't dig it.
Yeah, mom says that if you get them done at Claire's, they just pinch with the they just pinch it through with the earring.
Yeah, they have a gun. And for me, they stood back about 10 feet with it, so I didn't know what they were doing with that.
Don't miss.
Leo, would you ever get your ears pierced, brother?
Probably not.
Yeah. You may end up being a rocker. Who knows? You want to play some Half-Wits?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want Mom to be on your team, or you just want to be on your own?
On my own.
Okay. With Leo, too. Yeah.
Okay.
We may hit a topic that he knows something about. So most of these things are going to be more grown-up things, but you did very well last time. The first one is a 50-50. It's either or. On average, which grows faster, fingernails or toenails?
Fingernails.
There you go. She buzzed in with the answer.
Dang it, I'm sitting over here thinking about
it.
Yeah. I know, I was thinking too.
Like, I don't know, my toenails seem to grow slower, but I don't know, maybe.
What candy, think about this one, what candy, now I'll give you a hint, it's big on Halloween, was originally known as chicken feed?
Rachel.
Yes.
How about candy corn?
Candy corn.
Dang
very
it.
Good, Rachel. Wheeler's kind of dumb today.
Today?
The line, your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries, is from what 1975 movie?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Damn!
Oh, come on. That's not even right.
That's crazy.
That's not right.
Showed you up, Wheels.
That's not even right. I quit.
I really thought that was going to be one she didn't know. They probably weren't listening because they were in the green room, but this is where I had that story. In a quest to replace rubber, James Wright accidentally invented what common toy? He was trying to invent rubber. Anything come to mind? A rubbery toy.
I've heard of the story, but I don't remember.
Anyone?
Well, I mean, we were here.
Go ahead. You need to get on the board
somehow. I'll take my cheapie. All silly right. Putty!
There you go. Wheels is on the board.
Yes!
Finally. What sea creature is capable of generating an electrical charge up to 600 volts of electricity?
I'll do that one.
All right.
That's an eel.
Sorry, bluegill. No.
I'm like,
electric
man,
eel
them
is
too?
Correct. Oh. Those things are terrifying.
What, the eels?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw an eel the only time I went snorkeling. I doubt it was an electric eel, but just an eel just freaked me out. According to Instacart, what is the most disliked food in America? And I'll give you a hint. Some people like it on pizza.
Adriana.
Yeah.
Anchovies.
Anchovies is correct.
She's good.
She is good.
Pineapple.
I was going to say, why do people hate pineapple so much? But well.
So some of these questions will be like within five, within a million. Within five, adults have how many teeth?
I'll try.
Okay.
30.
32.
Yeah.
Whoa,
all right.
That's a lot of teeth.
Woo. Yeah. I got most of those.
I was going to say like 20, but I am from Grafton. So, you know.
Yeah, you'd probably be right in Grafton. 20 is the over-under. If you have 30, you get to be mayor. Here's one just for rage, just for fun.
Okay.
Which U.S. president is estimated to have had the highest IQ?
I'm going to say Thomas Jefferson.
Good guess. John Quincy Adams.
Oh, JQ. Okay.
Yeah. You were in, which Adams were you into?
John Adams. They had the HBO show
yeah.
with Paul Giamatti.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That was a good show.
It was really good. I mean, yeah. I will watch anything with Paul Giamatti, though.
I know a lot of things about U.S. presidents, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to see Burr.
Aaron Burr?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I wasn't going to say that. I have no idea.
Dude, haven't you even listened to Hamilton? Like,
I love Hamilton.
Which soft drink once contained cocaine?
Wheeler. Not that I know. Coca-Cola.
And Wheeler takes the lead over the child.
Yeah,
well done.
Dumb day. Let's go.
Well done. There's a snake in my boot is famously spoken by Woody, a cowboy, in what movie?
Adriana.
Yes.
Toy Story.
Dang it.
Got a tie between Adriana and Wheeler here.
Yep.
It's going to get ugly. He'll punch. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Sometimes.
He'll just lay a ride out.
Sometimes.
What guitarist notably performed on the Michael Jackson song Beat It?
I'll do it.
Okay.
It's Slash.
No.
Oh, no, it's not. He's
no.
in the other one.
No,
dang
it's
it.
Not.
I lose points.
Anybody?
Yeah, it's
Adriana, Eddie Van Halen.
My guy.
Very good. Okay.
How did I not know that?
Slash.
He's my favorite.
So Wheeler lost points. So Rach has 5. Wheeler has 15. Adriana has 25.
Dang it.
I like that little laugh. She's like, that's right.
You idiots.
What is an 8-sided shape called?
Adriana. Yeah. Octagon.
Octagon. Very good. She is
octopus.
At 30.
I swear I was going to say the same thing. That's just what popped into my head. I'm like, oh, yes, octopus.
Stop the car. There's an octopus.
It's right there on the sign.
It's right there.
It's an octopus shape.
8 sides to it. I just saw a TikTok where an octopus, not a big one, like the size of a dog, strangling a scuba diver.
Yeah, I hate seeing stuff like that. I once saw one of an octopus with its tentacle like wrapped around a diver's ankle, and it's like dragging it into the sea. And I'm going, is this? Everyone told me it wasn't real.
Right. I don't know.
I think just to comfort me, because I was very upset.
These guys are smart, man. Don't make them mad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Aren't they one of the smartest creatures on the planet?
I think so.
Yeah, they have brains in every arm.
Yeah, but they figure out problems. Like, if you put them in a container, they can, like, figure out how to twist the top off.
I have a cousin who can do that.
Really?
Which branch? I'm just doing the show for Rach.
Yeah.
I'm just shooting my shots. Which branch of the U.S. Armed Forces used the slogan, "It's not just a job, it's an adventure"?
Rachel.
Yeah.
How about the Coast Guard?
Nope. Good guess. You're down to 0. Sorry.
All right.
I'll go for it. I think it's the Army.
You are wrong. You're down to 10.
Uh-oh.
It's not the Army. It's not the Coast Guard.
No.
Want to take a shot, Adriana?
Navy.
Navy is correct.
Dang it.
She's at 35. Let me just say that you two are embarrassing me. Okay.
Don't make them so hard.
M&M's fruit chews would eventually become what popular candy?
Rachel.
Rach.
Skittles.
Nope.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
You're at -5.
Oh, no. That was going to be my answer.
No. Chewy candies. Anybody? Chewy fruity candies. Nope. Wait. Starburst.
What? They don't even look like M&M's.
Yeah, that makes no
sense. I was
going
to say high chews.
What's a high chew?
You don't know what a high chew is?
No.
They're really good.
They are really good.
Got any on you?
No.
Oh, damn it. According to the Guinness World Records, what's the best-selling book of all time?
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
The Bible.
The Bible. There you go. Kevin is back to 20. Okay. Doubled. Everything is now worth double points. Everything's worth 10. What is the only food that can never go bad?
Adriana. Honey. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
she's aggressive.
I knew that, but I'm old and slow.
What was the first animal ever to be cloned?
Dang it.
Rachel.
Yes.
A sheep?
Yeah.
Sheep.
That's it.
Dolly, right? Dolly, Dottie?
Yeah. Dolly.
What identity document is required to travel to different countries around the world?
Adriana. Passport.
Yes. Passport is correct.
Too fast.
She is at 50. You ever been outside the country?
Nope.
Where do you want to go if you could go somewhere?
France.
Oh, it's great.
I'm learning how to speak French.
Go there.
Very nice.
It's fun.
Before you go to France, I recommend you go to Hartford, Illinois. Because it's when you get to France, you'll be like, I've been here before. who is considered the father of relativity?
Me. Wheeler. Einstein.
How drunk are you?
I don't know.
You're going to scale a 1 to 10.
0. Just not smart.
Okay. Rach is at 10. Wheeler's at 30. Adriana's at 50. And Andrew hasn't answered a single question.
He's not even playing. He's like, oh, wait, what?
I know I was in this.
I didn't even know he was playing.
Neither did he.
I'll play. I'll swing in.
What is the name of the pet dinosaur on the TV cartoon The Flintstones?
Andrew.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well
it's,
played.
Come on, Andrew.
Bobby.
Rachel.
Bobby the dinosaur.
Is it Dino?
Dino.
Yes, it is.
There you go. Okay, only about 3 questions left. Actually, only 2 questions asked. Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa hangs in what museum?
Adriana.
Yes.
The Louvre.
Does it give me any points if I've been there?
Yes.
Oh.
You're at 40.
See? Yeah.
Adriana just experienced her first.
Yeah, her first.
She's got Dave'd.
Dave rule.
Yes. Okay, this is a science question, and it is worth 30 points. Okay. Within 20 million, what is the distance from the Earth to the Sun in miles? It's also known as an astronomical unit. I knew that. I wasn't reading it.
I got it.
Okay.
Really far.
Damn it.
What?
Nobody?
I don't know.
Not going to take
one.
A shot?
I don't know.
93 million miles.
Dang, that is really far.
Yes, that's how far it is. Last question. Which country is the largest by landmass in the world?
Adriana, Russia.
Yeah, good call.
There you go.
Damn, we didn't even let her win. I mean, you just did that legit. Rach comes in at 20. Andrew comes in at Bobby the Dinosaur. Wheeler's at 40. Adrian is at 90. But somehow she got beat by Leo, who's at 112.
Wow!
So congratulations to Leo.
Good job, man.
No.
Thanks for coming in, honey.
Give me all of your sun.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
424 in DGS on KMOX. So Wheels, not only does Canada have researchers, but they claim that every human has ESP?
No, so this is a real story. This is not made up. This is not from the TikTok.
Yep.
But researchers in Canada who have been studying psychic abilities say that every human being can learn how to read minds. And can tap into the cover the psi abilities. So it's clairvoyance, it's psychics, it's telepathic abilities. The study they did was about using telepathy to move things and change things. And they found this technique where I'm not sure I like how it sounds, but they used some tool. I think it was an electromagnetic tool to create temporary lesions in the brain that within those subjects would basically unlock this ability. Because you have blockers or something. You have some things that prevent you from getting to the... Or not so much prevent you, but like you have to get around it somehow to get to these things. Maybe the people that have those natural abilities, it's because they don't have that block.
Yeah.
But I saw this story and I'm like, come on, this has to be like... random weirdness, but no, this is like a university study by real scientists who think that all human beings have psychic capabilities of some kind.
I find that so interesting. I don't know how much you guys know about hallucinogens. So I've never done any. I would like to under proper medical supervision because I'm just intrigued by what it can do for your mental health. But a lot of people who do mushrooms or LSD or MDMA or things like that have very, very similar experiences, like the clockwork elves and the man in the hat and things like that. And some scientists believe that it's not that the drugs are causing hallucinations. It's that the drugs are opening doors and windows into things that we should be able to experience, but our brain doesn't allow us to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fast. I mean, this is, I read through the whole thing and it is, it's just fascinating because the idea, you know, how there's always been the belief that just a certain select few people have these abilities. But it turns out that their theory is that basically everybody has them, but they're blocked sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's what they were studying. And they found that like people could move an arrow on a screen with their mind if they did this procedure that they were doing. And then as soon as they fixed it, the ability went away.
Man, that's risky to be putting lesions in people's brains.
And they said it. They did say it's like totally not dangerous. Like that was something that was a part of the experiment. But for the people, this was an experiment with human beings.
Yeah.
And it said the test subjects, it was not dangerous. It was not going to be permanent. But they had a way to do this that could at least open those abilities. Now, again, I don't know if I'd go 100% into this, but I find it fascinating that there's a scientific study that shows that some of this stuff might not be bogus.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, we know what was it? 0.00035 is the spectrum of light that we can see.
Right, right.
Almost nothing. We know we're surrounded by electromagnetic waves everywhere, and possibly they have something to do with all this, and microtubules in the brain. So we're just scratching the surface.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.